This is Noah. He's 500 years old. Not bad. He doesn't look a day over 350. One day, God told him it was going to rain. No, not rain. It was going to flood. No, I mean really flood. God told Noah he needed to build something that could rescue his entire family and two of every kind of animal on the earth.
Let me see a football field. Okay, the ark was 1.5 times as long as that football field.
You built that? Not bad. It took Noah and his three sons 100 years to build this boat. It's 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. That's almost 1.5 million cubic feet. That's the capacity of 522 railroad cars. In the 20s, the Ringling Brothers Circus traveled with their entire operation, which included 335 horses, 26 elephants, and 16 camels, and they traveled in only 92 railroad cars. What I'm trying to say is, that's a big boat. Can you imagine starting with this and trying to get to that? Is it possible that following God means that we pursue crazy big dreams that seem humanly impossible? That maybe you and I are called to do things that everybody else would think is crazy. Things that when we begin, we can't imagine where they ultimately end. We don't have to complete the journey today, but we have to begin to take the first steps. To drive the first nail, we pick up the first board, step out on faith, and we begin to trust God for the rest.
Big, hairy, audacious goal. First board, first nail, first step. You see, not only was the size of this boat inconceivable, but some believe that it had never rained before in Noah's world. The earth was watered by dew, is what the thought was. But, you know, even if that was not the case, this was a landlocked area, a very arid area where it didn't rain very much. That's one thing that blew me away in California. We have approximately 35 inches of rain here in Missouri per year. Where we were in California has 12 inches a year. That just blew me away when I thought about that. 12 inches a year, and they said it usually comes in about a 2-week period of time. So this was a very arid area. There was no need for a boat, large or small. God's plan that was given to Noah was beyond human reason. It was a big, say it with me, hairy, audacious goal. So when considering that in Noah's experience there was no need for a boat of any size, and just the immensity of the ship was beyond anyone's imagination, then we consider the lack of water. The lack of water. God's plans were more than any possibilities that anyone had considered. It was totally out of the box, out of the realm of possibilities. Now, am I getting across how ludicrous this idea was when God appeared to Noah, however that happened, and says, I want you to build an ark. And this is the size I want you to build. You see, it was totally out of the box. All we know is that Noah did it. We don't necessarily know what Noah thought, but we know that Noah did it. You see, Noah opened up his mind to God possibilities. Noah opened up his minds, let's say it together, to God's big, hairy, audacious goals. Plan, sorry. I'm not even going to go there. All right. So, you know, have you ever thought about this? There have been some movies out there about Noah, and it shows what the people thought of Noah and how much they just hated this man because he was being so stupid, right? I mean, have you ever thought in your community, and think about what this guy said this morning, that when we follow God, maybe we are supposed to step out and do things that others find ludicrous.